Jan, do you think it's a good idea to change jobs from time to time?
Well, I'm still studying and haven't started work yet, so I can't speak from personal experience. But perhaps it depends on the kind of industry you work in and whether you feel the work is rewarding or not. If the work is stimulating, there's no need to change. But on the other hand, perhaps you can develop your skills and build a network. And yes, make useful contacts. And get a fresh perspective if you work for different companies.
And Anna?
If it's your choice, perhaps it will be good to change your job. But sometimes it's not your choice. These days, a lot of people I know only work for a short contract, just a few weeks or a few months somewhere. So they don't get any benefits, anything extra, just the wages. In that situation, it isn't a good idea.
Jan, Anna, how important is it for a company to provide training opportunities for employees?
Well, in my case, my company trained me when I started, and it was a very useful training. If they hadn't trained me, I couldn't do my job. And I will go on another training course maybe in March, next March, to study more about customer service. I'm looking forward to it because it will help me in my job.
Jan?
Well, I think that for most kinds of job, you need training at the start. If you're working in a fast food place, someone has to show you what to do, how to cook the food, how to operate the kitchen equipment. If you work at the stock market, there must be a training period. So whatever job you do, there has to be some level of training. But later, companies also need to offer further training so their employees can be more skillful, more productive. Otherwise, they will always stay at the same level, and they can be an incentive, training opportunities to make you want to stay with the same company.
Can I say something more?
Yes, of course.
I agree with Jan. I think it's not enough to train people at the beginning. There is always something new you can learn to be better at your job and to feel more satisfied with yourself.
How far do you agree that technology has brought more benefits to the workplace than problems?
That's a difficult question. Of course, I can't do my job without my computer. All the information is on it, and it's quick to find everything I need. But I have heard that some people are worried about technology at work because they think it's a way for their manager to be like a spy. So that's a disadvantage, a problem for them.
Do you agree, Jan?
Well, I think probably some companies do invade the privacy of their employees. And we need to have laws to protect employees. There's also the issue of automation. This is the kind of technology that people are very concerned about. They're worried how it will affect their jobs. I'm not sure where I stand on this. Probably in some industries, automation might be a real benefit. It might be better to have a robot doing a dangerous job than a human.
Anna?
Well, I think we can't stop automation. More and more tasks will be done with automation.
All right. Sometimes people spend all their time working so that there is no room in their life for anything else. Why do you think this is?
I know people like this. One of my father's friends. He's very, very hardworking. I think he's a very senior person in his company. And I think he enjoys the status and having money to buy very expensive things. But he's always very stressed, very pale and out of shape. But material things are very important to him, so he keeps working a lot of hours.
I agree with you, because some people just want the status. So friends or family are not their priority.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.